And he was 21, and they lived at Portishea. Him she called her own King Ori, her he called his Ben McCree. As they walked along the meadows of the peaceful Portishea, quoth he, I cannot marry, marry, marry thee, for thou no marriage portion hast, and I no property. Quoth she, there is our little calf, I cannot have it now, but father says it shall be mine when it becomes a cow. So although we cannot marry, 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 marry now, we can tarry, tarry, tarry till the calf becomes a cow. So they both resolved to tarry till the calf should be a cow. She'd put a wreath of daisies round its neck. For Juan's sake, she'd often stoop to kiss her colbach brack. One night there came the fairy host, 'twas on the 1st of May. They'd filled the barn with song and rout and stole the calf away. Her stall so snug and warm, they'd left three sacks of gold. They'd filled the loft with yellow corn and harvest wealth untold. Kit and Juan there and then resolved to wed without delay, and they married, married, married in that merry month of May. And Kirkbaddon bells were ringing, ringing, ringing all the day. Lads and maids, don't marry, marry till your ways and means are sure, lest when want comes in at the window, love flies out at the door. Therefore tarry, tarry, tarry to the tune of trust.